This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time again, hour number two, live here from the Brat Stop in Kenosha, that Highway 50 exit, as we're doing the Brat Bowl, presented to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. Been out here since 8 a.m. this morning with 670 The Score and ourselves. Bears vs. Packers coming up on Sunday. Also, thanks to Potawatomi Sportsbook for being a sponsor of the event today as well. Earlier today, I had a chance to hop on with Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi of 670 The Score, and she joins us now. Thanks for coming on, Layla, on your drive back to Chicago. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Not only am I happy the traffic is moving, but it was a great time at the Brat Stop. We appreciate you being on our show too, Sparky.
You were eating up some food over there while y'all were doing your show. So what did you think? This was your first time to the Brat Stop, I think, right?
Yeah, it was. I've been to Mars Cheese Castle and I've been to other places, but that was the first time at the Brat Stop. I loved it. The brats were great. I am no stranger to a jalapeno or two, so the jalapeno brat was probably my favorite. And the cheese curds were outstanding. My favorite part was in dipping them in more cheese. So great times were had, that's for sure.
That's awesome. All right, let's talk about this Packer-Bears game coming up on Sunday. Obviously, when I was on with you guys earlier, I was saying, you know, this thing is close. I'm going to be livid. I think Packer fans are going to be livid coming into it. From your perspective, what are you expecting to see this weekend coming up on Sunday in Chicago?
You know, for a typical Packers week in Chicago, unfortunately, it's just not the same type of focus, at least for what we expect. We expect it to be about the opponent, about the rivalry, of course. You're all up in Jordan Love and company's business trying to figure out what the Bears can possibly do. But given that the Bears fired Shane Waldron, you know, first time they've made a midseason offensive coordinator firing in a season ever, to start this week, everything is in disarray. This is a team that was supposed to be better before they reached their division schedule. It's almost kind of like a college schedule. You had non-conference and now you have conference when it gets real. And for the Bears, this is not the way you want to begin against a rival and in the best division in football, the NFC North.
When we talk about this Bears organization is where it is right now versus, say, the Packers organization, I think there are some things that the Bears probably should follow, if I'm being honest, especially when you have Caleb Williams, which is the head coach should probably be an offensive-minded guy that is a play caller because, for a couple of reasons, if and when Caleb Williams gets going with the next play caller, you don't want that guy to leave to go be a head coach somewhere. If you look at the Packers, you know, you went through Holmgren, McCarthy, LaFleur. The only guy that didn't work out was Ray Rhodes after 1 year, defensive coordinator. They were 500, and they moved on quickly. It seems to be that's the way to go. The Bears, for whatever the reason, don't seem to like necessarily go that way outside of Matt Nagy wants that was a defensive-minded guy who, by the way, is amazing on The Score. I love listening to him. And now you have the situation here with Eberflus. Is there more of a slant from Bears fans and from media to have a play caller as that next head coach?
Oh, of course, yes. I think an offensive-minded head coach is the way of the world in the modern NFL. You see examples of it succeeding every day. And the Bears are actually a good example of why focusing on defense the way they do isn't going to work out. Even if the Bears' defense plays perfect, even if they force as many turnovers as they need, they win the turnover battle, which is so crucial, especially on a defensive head coached team. They still have to have some semblance of offense. And you're seeing what happens when a team not only can't score, they go consistent possessions, over 20 offensive possessions without scoring a touchdown. Your defense can't be perfect, and you can still expect to win in the NFL. You have to have some sort of offense that is going to get you there. And it puts so much pressure on the other side of the ball. But that's just not the way it's been here. And that's something that, as you know, Bears brass leans on. They lean on that tradition, whether or not it's actually winning. And you're seeing it fray, I think, this season especially. It's putting a lot of mission statements to the test.
Layla Rahimi joins us, 670 The Score. Follow her on Twitter at Layla Rahimi. Let's talk about this offensive line versus Caleb Williams. Obviously, he's been getting hit a lot. That's known by everybody. How much of this is on the offensive line versus how much of this is on him holding the ball too long?
Yeah, I mean, this is a question I feel like we've had to ask for many seasons now, unfortunately. 3 seconds to me is the standard in the NFL. Anytime you're holding the ball after that, then you open yourself up for risk and your line is going to break down. But unfortunately, the Bears' offensive line health and the depth has been a real question ever since the season began. You know, Ryan Poles, the GM, is a former offensive lineman by trade. I know he takes pride in that, but he took some risks when he decided to cut backup linemen who had been established and then also held on, you know, and they just released the guard, Nate Davis, this week, who was notoriously not available. And luckily for the Bears, at least this week, they've got two healthy tackles in Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright. They were both out for the game against the Patriots, and we saw what happened to Kim.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Caleb Williams getting sacked 9 times, but that's not all on the line. That's a lot on decision-making process. One thing you want to watch for, especially with this Bears team, is how many seconds down on the clock is it going to be before Caleb Williams and that offense snaps the ball? He audibles a lot, or has at least under Shane Waldron, before that ball is snapped. And I feel like that also plays into what you're seeing as far as him going down.
How have the wide receivers been received from this Bears offense? Obviously, Odunze, I would imagine all Bears fans love him. They're all on board. What about Keenan Allen, DJ Moore walking off a sideline during a play? Is there some frustration and anger from Bears fans about not getting maybe the production that they wanted out of those two guys?
I know we talked to you a little bit about DJ Moore. Let's keep in mind that he had a career year last year. Even with everything going on in the Bears in disarray, Justin Fields last year on the team, DJ Moore still had 1,400 yards receiving. There's a reason that he signed a contract extension. Ryan Poles made sure of it. He's tried to reward the players who have earned the contract extension. He also did the same thing with Cole Kmet. He did the same thing with Jalen Johnson. There's a lot of people saying that it looked like DJ Moore was limping, but, you know, on the next play, he gets back out there and he's running a go route. So that's where there was a little bit of discussion. But the bottom line is, if DJ Moore isn't getting the ball somehow, then this Bears offense isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. Keenan Allen had a great game against Jacksonville. I don't expect everybody to get a large amount of targets when you have three possible targets in Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and also Rome Dunze. But you don't want it to be a main focus. And I feel like sometimes maybe Caleb Williams is focusing a little too much on Rome Dunze. Famously, Cole Kmet went two games with getting only one target, and then he went the first half of the Patriots game with no targets before he got targeted again in the second half. So there's an issue with ball distribution all the way around.
Layla, when we talk about this division right now, the Lions have been horrible, obviously, forever. They seemingly have figured it out and turned the corner. The Vikings have kind of just been hanging around with Kirk Cousins, and now they draft a quarterback, and he gets hurt in McCarthy, so they have to play Sam Darnold. They're doing better than I think people expected. Everybody thought the Packers would go backwards now that they got rid of Favre and Rodgers. That didn't necessarily happen. It looks like they have a bright future. How do the Bears make that next step?
Well, to me, it's as much a part of how you're building your team. And Rome Odunze was an outstanding draft pick. Nobody's arguing that. But look at how the Lions built their team. The Lions built by getting generational talents at the line of scrimmage in Hutchinson and Sewell. And to me, that is as crucial to building a team as anything. Because if you have those two, then you can anchor everything else and build around that. They trade for a quarterback in Jared Goff. I think it's one of the few trades in the NFL where both teams ended up winning given their objectives. And until the Bears marry the quarterback, head coach, and general manager at the same time in a way that makes sense, they're dealing with also being out of sync in the beginning, and then also, have they done enough on the lines to say this is what we want? Montez Sweat was a great addition, but we know in the Matt Eberflus defense, you need a game-wrecking three technique. Is Jervon Dexter going to be that guy? They drafted him based on traits, not necessarily his production. So there's a lot to grow at the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively, for this team to try to compete with the likes of the rest of the division.
What's your prediction for Sunday?
I still think the Packers probably win 24-17 or so. It's a basic score, of course, but when the Bears have had such little offensive production, I think we can look to see some progress. But to have only three whole practices with a new offensive coordinator and Thomas Brown before they play the Packers, I think you've got to be realistic in the expectations as well.
I got to make sure we promote for you, too, because you're on NBA TV tonight, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing the Emirates NBA Cup postgame show on the NBA app and on the streaming services for the NBA. So that'll be a lot of fun. Just go around the league, check out the second game of NBA Cup play, and you know, get to talk a little hoops, which is always nice as well.
Do Chicago fans get excited for this NBA Cup after the first year? Are they all fired up for it? Because I feel like Bucks fans are indifferent for the most part.
I think the biggest concern for the Bulls is how we see it is, can they protect their first-round pick? It's top 10 protected. What's going to happen with Zach LaVine? You know, the NBA Cup is great if your team is hungry for the playoffs, or maybe you want an incentive to play all of your starters if they're a little older and the load management is a concern. You know, we saw that with the Lakers last year. But for the Bulls, I think the main concern is definitely bigger picture to see how much they need to rebuild in order to reload next year.
There she is, Layla Rahimi, 670 The Score, and check her out tonight on the NBA app doing postgame. Follow her on Twitter at Layla Rahimi. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day at the Broth Stop.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.